Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected viewers, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Hayat Online's program. May your fast be accepted and you're keeping us all in your prayers, inshallah. Tonight is the demise anniversary of Lady Khadija, one of the most spectacular ladies in the history of Islam, one of the foremost ladies when it comes to position and status. She was a very successful businesswoman. She had caravans throughout Arabia, a wealth that was extraordinary. But who did she choose to become her spouse? She chose an orphan, a person that did not have as much money as her, but he had ethics instead. He had akhlaq, and he was Muhammad al-Amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Therefore, she became the very faithful spouse of the Holy Prophet of Islam. We owe her, and tonight, inshallah, we're going to be talking about and mentioning about her life story. Before marrying the Prophet of Islam, at least according to some of our Shia historians, we agree with the fact that she was not married before, contrary to other historians, but we believe she was not married before, and her age was at a young age. Some say the age of 28, for example, in marriage. Some say 30. Around that age is some of the historians talk about. And when she became married with the Prophet of Islam, an extraordinary event happened, that she gave birth to Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. And at that time, the ladies of Arabia did not want to come to help her because they were upset with her. They said that, why did you choose to marry such a person? You had so many noble and rich suitors. So therefore, they did not come to help her. But we have in the hadith, in the tradition, that holy ladies came, like Lady Maryam, for example, and other holy ladies came to help her when a woman needs the most help, delivering Lady Fatima al-Zahra. And therefore, we want to learn something from her. And that is, after her demise in such a day, that she passed away in the time period of Shi'ba Abi Talib. When Abi Talib passed away, the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the uncle of the Holy Prophet of Islam. And at that time, also we see that we had a difficulty for the Prophet. That year becomes the year of huzn and grief. So we're going to mention one way that we can become like Lady Khadija, and that is that she spent all her wealth for Islam. And she gave charity, she gave in the way of God. Brothers and sisters, we have different resources available for us. Some of us have money, some of us have more time, some of us have expertise. Let's use these and allocate these resources for the month of Ramadan and to progress the message of Islam, just how Lady Khadija used her wealth. When you look at the hadith about giving charity, you see such beautiful hadith, for example, that the Day of Judgment, the land is a fire. For everybody except for that believer that gave charity, charity will be a shadow for him, and they will be protected. Or you see, for example, charity and the effects of giving charity. It removes adversities. It removes bala. So we're looking to separate from ourselves physical bala and calamities and the normal conventional means, but also spiritually by giving charity, by giving our time. Now a question arises, because the Prophet of Islam encouraged us to give charity every day. Some say we don't have that money or we can't. And the hadith, the Prophet of Islam talks about any good action is charity. Sometimes giving someone directions. Sometimes you can do any ma'ruf, any good action, speaking to someone well. Doing any type of good action is charity. So let's remember Lady Khadija tonight, inshallah, and dedicate this tonight's program for her. And inshallah, we can be raised with her in the Day of Judgment with the Prophet of Islam and her noble daughter, Fatima Zahra, alayhi salam. Please join us for further programs. We're going to expound upon the opportunities of the month of Ramadan. Keep us all in your dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.